Hello, this is a crucial week for the government's health bill, which is one of the more controversial bits of legislation the Tory and Liberal Democrat coalition have introduced since they came into power. And there's a lot of opposition this week and in general to the health bill. I'm sat on my sofa at home with my wife, who's a GP, who has been fulminating about this for some time. And so I would like you to tell me in the three things which worry you most, as simply as you can, about this health bill?
I suppose the first thing is that there's been a lot of change in the NHS over the last few years, and on the whole it's been change for the better from the point of view of the patient, and this bill has slowed down that change radically so that patients are now not getting as good a deal as they did before. The second is the assumption that the management structure that we had was bad and that another one, including GPs, is better, which I think is wrong and flawed. GPs are doctors, they're not managers. If they're going to do the job properly, they're going to have to employ managers. They're going to employ the managers that have just been sacked from the PCTs. And that will be very costly because those people will have been given redundancy packages. And the third thing is the increasing presence of private providers. This is a very complex issue. All GPs are essentially private providers, and we earn profits and we pocket those profits, but there are very clear ways in which we earn our money, and it will be very clear if we earn it in a way that's detrimental to our patients. We can't select patients and cream off the profits therefrom. Whereas breaking down the local providers into lots of chunks and allowing private companies to come and take those chunks will lead to certain more money-making enterprises selecting some patients and leaving the non-profitable work to failing, probably NHS establishments. And that will just get worse and worse and worse, and there doesn't appear to be any clear ways in which that will be safeguarded.
So there's been a lot of talk from the government this week about how they're listening. Do you, as a professional in the health service, have any concern that you're being listened to, your point of view is being heard?
I know that there have been many people attempting to engage with the government through the process. I know the BMA has attempted, the Royal College of General Practitioners has attempted, and the government will say that they conducted their listening exercise over the end of last year. But what offends me more than anything is that every time anybody has come out with a criticism, it does not appear that the government have been willing to listen. And I do find it truly, truly offensive, because each of the people that have said it are clever, professional, thoughtful, and probably quite fair people. And for their view to be just disregarded is wrong and evil and, sorry, I wish I hadn't said evil, but it's just wrong. And it's truly offensive. It's disrespectful. And at the end of the day, it appears that the government are choosing political behaviours over a kind of desire to improve the healthcare for the population of the UK.
Very briefly, do you get response from your patients on this?
No, they don't understand what's going on at all.
And that worries you that they don't understand?
Well, they never did understand. Sorry, that sounds very dismissive, but I don't think anyone's really truly understood how the health service functions. But that's okay, because you just pay good people to run it.
Thank you very much indeed for that concise upsum. And over to you, Dr. Andrew Lansley.